flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We're going to talk. I want to get into this RFK stuff, but right now we got Pete Prisco from CBS Sports on the line. Pete, what's up, dude? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good, man.
We are doing well, man. It's interesting for us in Washington to have the discussion about the draft and what they need to do to get better, but it's with the serious approach of how can they become a Super Bowl contender. Because they figured out quarterback. It's been a long, long time since that's been the case.
Yeah, no question about it. You guys know how I felt about that kid. I told you that.
You were all in.
Yeah, I mean, he's special, and he is every bit as good as I thought he would be, and even more. And you can tell he loves it, and he lives it, and they follow him. And again, you don't have to worry about it for the next decade plus. In D.C., which has to be a real comfortable feeling for all the Washington fans.
Absolutely, man.
What do you think their next move should be as they try to get better and make sure they can maintain this?
Well, after watching the defense get gashed, they got to get better on that side of the ball. A pass rusher. They have Fowler's an unrestricted free agent. I know he had the sacks last year, but he really wasn't as productive as the sack numbers. They need to get better rush at the passer, and I think that's a number one priority for them. And I think they will do it. They have the money to go spend, and look, why not go nose around Myles Garrett? I mean, if you're the Commanders, I would seriously look into that. I'd make the calls on it, see what it takes. If it's two first round picks, am I giving up that? Probably not, but maybe a one and a three, and I'll make that deal. So I think they have to improve the pass rush.
Yeah, for sure. It's interesting. You have the article on CBS Sports about the top 100 free agents in the NFL, right? And Darnold's at the top of your list. What's nice for Washington is they're not in the quarterback market. Second on your list, T. Higgins, then Josh Sweat. Both guys that there's at least been conversations regarding Washington. Brian and I both strongly feel like invest on the defense, let the offense kind of do its own thing. What do you think ends up happening with Higgins? Do you think Washington will be a player in that?
I think, obviously you got to look at it. If he hits the market, by the way, there's still a chance that, they tag him or sign him before. I doubt it, but, there's always that chance. But if he hits the market and you're Washington, you have to make a call on it. I mean, you give him another playmaker. But I'm with you guys. I think the focus has to be on the defense. They can score. They scored all year long. It wasn't an issue. The issue is on the defensive side of the ball. So I do think if I had to look at it from a priority standpoint, I think it has to be the defensive side of the ball, whether you get pass rushers, help in the secondary, whatever. You need to find help on that side of the ball because offense wasn't the problem most of the season. The problem was the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Totally was.
What do you think Josh Sweat's market is going to be like?
It's an interesting thing because he's 28 years old. Remember, he kind of gambled last year, went back on a one-year deal, and then led the team in sacks during the regular season with 8, didn't have any in the playoffs, and then was fantastic in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So, how do you grade that? I think there's a premium value on pass rushers at that age. You'd like him to be a couple years younger, like 26, but He's still got a lot of good football left in him. So I think the market's going to be very robust for him, and I think he's going to get a big contract.
Do you have – I said this after watching that Super Bowl. Obviously, Sweat was impressive. He was impressive all season. But I just wonder with that Eagles defense, and specifically that defensive line, if the sum of the parts is better than any individual player. You know what I mean? Like, that would be my only hesitation with Sweat. He's been very good. I just don't know that he's an elite player once you get off that Eagles defense.
Yeah, and, you know, you could, well, Jalen Carter's clearly an elite player.
Yes,
I mean, he is, but he makes everybody else around better. So I get where you're going with that. But, you know, if you come in waves and, you know, you can get after the quarterback. Milton Williams is another guy on that defensive line. If you look at him individually, he's not Jalen Carter, but he's a darn good penetrating up the field defensive tackle. And the group is good together. But, you know, if you're the Eagles, they also have guys they like behind those guys. So maybe they let them go out the door. But when you don't have, you know, waves of guys, most teams don't, then you got to go out and overpay to get guys like that. So it makes sense for a team like Washington to get some bodies up there. Now, it doesn't have to be Sweat on a mega deal, but they have to get better up front.
For sure.
Offensive line as well, I think that needs to improve because you look at what Philadelphia did to Kansas City, and they got a lot of pressure on Washington throughout the season. What are some guys out there in the top 100, I would say?
Yeah, there's a lot market, and if you want to go stopgap, you can do that too. You know, if you find a veteran you like and you wanted to get a one-year deal, there are guys out there. I mean, you know, guy coming off injury. James Daniels in Pittsburgh, you know, coming off an injury. Zach Martin, dad veteran, coming off an injury. There's a lot of guys coming off injuries, but there's guys you can, you know, if you want to get better on your offensive line, those are the kind of guys you can get. Now, you know, they're not going to command the big contract because they're coming off injuries, and a couple of those guys are up in the years, but you can improve your offensive line. And if the Super Bowl and the playoff run didn't teach us anything, it's the lesson we always seem to kind of cast aside, never should. Big people win in the
right.
NFL. There's only so many big people that can play the game of football and play it well. And if you can find those guys, you're going to have a good football team. It's nice to have the quarterback. Don't get me wrong. They cure a lot of ills. But when you have big people up front of the offensive line who can protect and run block, and you have big people on the other side of the ball who can stop the run and knock the other guy's quarterback down, you're going to win a lot of football games in the NFL.
Yeah,
that's the way I think all the time, man.
Talking with our friend Pete Prisco here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Pete is senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. You can check him on CBS Sports HQ. You can follow him on Twitter at PriscoCBS. A couple linebackers on your list. You should check out Pete's latest top 100 free agents in the NFL on CBSSports.com. Couple linebackers in Nick Bolton and Zach Bond. Both guys were in the Super Bowl. Both played well in that Super Bowl. Bond was outrageous all year. Bond really crushed the Commanders in that NFC title game. I kind of have a feeling both those guys end up staying where they are. What do you think about Bond and Bolton?
I think the two teams will try and do everything they can to keep him. You know, Bond has resurrected his career in large part because of the Eagles. I mean, and he doesn't owe him anything. If you get more money elsewhere, go get it. But I think there's an allegiance there. He liked it there. They use him well. And so I think, you know, ideally they'd like to have him back. If the money gets out of whack somewhere else, then I think he goes. But remember, and that's the one thing about the Eagles. We look at the Eagles and we say, oh, they got, you know, four guys in the top 20 of my top 100. Well, Sweat was on a one-year proved it, but they had issues, questions about him. You know, Milton Williams before this year was viewed as a guy who's a good player, but not, you know, going to command great money, had a good, really good season, and now he's on the top, you know, 15 guys. And then you look, Becton, they converted him from right tackle to guard. He became a monster at right guard. And Bond, they signed him, you know, off the street, basically, and gave him a one-year deal and converted him from outside linebacker to inside linebacker. So player development matters, too. I mean,
you've
got to be able to develop those guys. So I think, is Bond going to command a big contract off of that season? Probably yes. Are you concerned about that? You know, somewhat maybe, because you don't know if that was like because he moved inside that he had his career year. As for Bolton, I think the Chiefs want Bolton back in the worst way. He's their quarterback on that defense.
Yeah.
Good run player. You know, not great against the pass, but again, he's a guy they'd love to have back.
Yeah, both those guys are interesting to me. In Washington, I'll confess, I don't know that – I'm guessing he made your list. Bobby Wagner, 35 on your list, top 100 free agents. Do you think they keep Wagner in Washington?
If Bobby Wagner played like he did last – and by the way, I didn't think he would. If he played like he did last year and was younger, he'd be much higher on the list.
Yeah.
And so I think if they're smart, they'll bring him back. And now you can't get crazy with the money, and obviously they didn't last year, and I don't think they will this time around. But if you're Bobby Wagner, you like it there, you're friendly with the quarterback, it's a good situation. You're 35. Are you going to get a mega deal from somebody else? Probably not. So why not bring him back? I think it makes all the sense in the world to bring Bobby Wagner back.
I agree. But it's interesting. Another dude that's on your list is Khalil Mack. Last year, Washington added a bunch of veterans that some around the league questioned how much they had left, and they really balled out. Wagner's an example. Ertz is an example. What do you think happens with Khalil Mack? Apparently, he wants to get paid. I don't know that he's going to. What's your thought on a guy that's probably a future Hall of Famer?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And you know what? Played better than probably his sack numbers would indicate from a year ago. I think he was actually really good. Surprisingly to me, he was really good. I didn't think he had that in him. But he played well. But again, he's an older guy, and you know, all you got to do is look at Von Miller. You know, it kind of didn't work out for him in Buffalo. So you got to be careful sometimes with the older player. You're not going to give him a 4-year deal, you know, averaging a big bunch of money and give him up for money. I think if you can get him on a couple year deal, get him some guaranteed money in that deal and bring him in, I think you'd make a lot of sense for a lot of teams, because he could still rush the passer. He's a guy that can get after the quarterback.
Pete, De'Ami Brown down the stretch, he began to play a lot better for this for the Commanders. Has been up and down throughout his career. What are your thoughts on him moving forward?
I really liked him coming out, and thought he would be better than he's been. And I think what we saw at the end of last year might be the start of something for him. I do a list of guys I like better than most people and better than the scouts, and he was one of them. And I expected big things from De'Ami Brown, and I think at the end of last year we started seeing bits and pieces of that. And And that's the one thing about free agency. You want ascending players. You don't want descending players. You know, as one coach told me a long time ago, he goes, ideal age for any free agent is 26, and because his best football is probably the next 3 or 4 years until he turns 30. You don't want to pay, usually, you know, particularly the big contracts, you don't want to pay them if they're 29, 30 years old, because you're never going to get your bang for your buck. So I think a guy like De'Ami Brown is an interesting one to keep an eye on, because he's an ascending player. And I think those are the kind of players teams target.
Yeah, in a big way. It's interesting, though. There's a couple guys. You mentioned Garrett earlier. What do you think? There's so much uncertainty with Cincinnati. What do you think happens with Hendrickson?
Well, I think in their, you know, master plan, they bring all those guys back. Now, is that reasonable? Probably not. But I think Hendrickson is one, you know, and Burrow's talked openly about Hendrickson. If they don't have Hendrickson, they don't have anybody who can really rush the passer, and you can't win that way.
Yep.
So I think they have to find a way to make that work. You know, Joseph Asai is another young player who had 5 sacks last year. He came into the league. They expected him to be a big-time pass rusher. Well, he's now an unrestricted free agent on the market as well. So, and by the way, another one of those ascending players, a younger player who might, you know, you might get him for a decent rate and be able to cash in on that. But I do think that the Bengals have to find a way to keep Hendrickson.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like Cincinnati is in the process of tearing down a team that could have been fairly great. One dude on your list, if you want to check out Pete Prisco's top 100 free agents, it's not just the one thing I always like about your work, Pete, is it's not just the same stuff you read everywhere else. Like, you have your own opinions. You obviously watch the tape, all of that. Cowboys D tackle, Osa, I don't know how to say the last, Odazigawa, I think.
It's Odazigwu, I think it is, but you know you're close. I'm probably wrong. You're probably wrong.
Probably. That's a dude that Dan Quinn knows well. He's only 26. He's disruptive. Maybe not the biggest dude. Where do you think he ends up on a Dallas team with some questions themselves?
Yeah, he is actually really disruptive, and that's what he is. He's a disruptor. Is he great, holding up against the run when you're running right at him? Probably not, but he does play the runs. You know, he's not a bad run player, but they've had problems over the years stopping the run. I think this is one of those situations where if you want a guy who can get up the field and get you some sacks and get you some penetration and you know, get into the backfield on run plays, because he's coming off a really good year. And you're right, Dan Quinn does know him, and he's a guy. But by the same token, they also used a first-round pick on a defensive tackle last year. And, you know, at times he flashed. I think he's got to get a little bit stronger. And so do you go spend money to go, you know, upgrade there when you did use an asset, a high asset on a defensive tackle last year?
Yeah.
Two guys in Washington that played last year, I think both of them had a very good season. One is on the older side, Zach Ertz at 34, and Jeremy Chinn, 27 years old. Do you see those guys getting a lot of interest around the league?
Yeah, I think Ertz is better off going back. I mean, you know, he seemed comfortable in the offense. They liked him there. He had a good year, productive year when he was on the field, and I think that's reeks of I'm going back and playing another year or two with this guy. And so I think he'll ultimately end up going back. And as far as Chinn, you know, was always viewed as a guy that could play near the line of scrimmage and not in the back end. And you know, how would he handle coverage on the playing deep? And he was better at it. And I think that helped his value go up. And they're comfortable with him. I would think that they would try and bring him back. But again, the safety position's weird because I think a lot of times you can find those guys. I really do. Now the elite ones. But if you ask everybody around the league who the elite ones, Kyle Hamilton and guys like that, is the value there for that position? That's the question. I mean, do those guys win you Super Bowls? And the answer is you'd probably like to be really steady back there and have a guy who can make some plays, but he doesn't have to necessarily be a game changer. You'd rather be good on the defensive line and at corner, and I think we saw that with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, it's... it's going to be really interesting. I think Ertz ends up back here.
I do, too.
I think he really was happy here. I mean, he played bulk of his career in the NFC East. I do think Ertz comes back. What do you think with Chris Godwin with the Bucs? You think he stays in Tampa?
I think they're going to do everything in their power to keep him there because, look, Mike Evans is slowing down. They do love Jalen McMillan, who really came on at the end when Godwin went down. But, you know, they like to play a lot of three. And, you know, the offensive coordinator is different, but they'll still play a lot of three receivers. So I think they'd like to have him back. He's much better, by the way, in the slot. Remember, they moved him outside the year before. He struggled out there. He's comfortable. He's leading the league in catches when he got hurt last year.
And
he's
touchdowns,
much better.
Right?
Yeah, he's much better playing in the slot. And I think anybody's looking for a good slot receiver. Now, he's coming off the injury, and he's had other injuries. He's had a knee injury in his past as well. But, again, if you're looking for a good slot receiver, he would make all the sense in the world.
Last thing from me, Pete. Commanders go 12-5 regular season, get to the NFC title game. How much of their success do you think, from a national perspective, is sustainable?
All of it, because of the quarterback. That guy keeps you relevant. You know, there's always the, and I call them the aberration seasons, where a team doesn't have a franchise quarterback, and the ball bounces their way. They play really good defense. They run the ball. The line plays good. They don't have a ton of injuries. The mistakes don't go against them. They go with them. And that team ends up playing, you know, in the playoffs. But then it disappears. And then you're gone. You don't have sustainable success.
Minnesota.
The Commanders have sustainable success because they have that guy.
Yep.
He does that to them, for them, and it will make them relevant for the next 12 to 15 years because of Jaden Daniels.
I totally agree, man. I totally agree.
He improved weekly. Once he saw a team, he came back. And he was very good against them. Did you see that from him, how he didn't make like the same mistake twice early on?
You know what's very telling about a young quarterback is how he handles pressure, the blitz, and he was really good at it.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys get broken by that, and they don't handle it well. And, yeah, he can move, and he can move to throw, and he can move to run. But I think the way he handled the blitzes is telling as anything about him as a quarterback. And that, to me, tells you where he's going, how he's going to get there. He is special. And again, I go back to my theory on it. If you have that guy, you don't have to worry anymore. And that's the best thing about having a guy like Jaden Daniels. And you know what? If you're a Commanders fan, I said this. I told you guys this exact same thing in the summer. Need not worry anymore. You're going to be around for the next decade.
Dude, I remember when we were in Miami for those joint practices, not even on the air, you were just saying it. You're like,
yeah, he's special. He's right.
he's a different player, man. Pete, we appreciate your time,
you,
bro. Thank you.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, man.
Pete Prisco.
Raving about Jaden. I love it.
Really good at what he does, been doing it a long time. Good dude. Give him a follow at Prisco CBS. All right. Now, B-Mitch doesn't want the Commanders bargain hunting. He wants studs.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.